T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After Andy Reid, of course, didn't know Jordan Love.
That's right.
Matt LaFleur then had to answer questions about Jordan Love, the Packers head coach, and he thinks they need to temper expectations.
What? Who has expectations?
Because Andy doesn't know him. He should temper
things. We all have to kind of temper our expectations for him. I just think it's going to be a progression. I mean, certainly I think we're fooling ourselves if we think he's going to go out there and perform at a level of to the likes of what Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this guy is a once-in-a-lifetime, a generational talent.
Oof. And this other guy we have, just a guy.
Wait. Did he just say?
No, Aaron Rodgers is a general, once in a lifetime generational talent, and you shouldn't Jordan Love live up to that, which is true, but this guy's just ordinary. I mean, we had the generational guy.
Right.
This next guy coming in is just
whoever
ordinary.
Whoever takes over, right? I mean, what are the odds you're going to have a Favre to Rodgers handoff at any team in this league right now? None.
Pretty crazy, yeah.
Right? Like, when they hand it off from Patrick Mahomes to whoever's next, ain't going to be Patrick Mahomes. I mean, look what happened in New England. They handed it off
You got no faith in Veach.
They handed it off we're watching the greatest of all time right now. I mean, when Patrick Mahomes retires, everybody should go. Everybody should just retire.
Brett Veach will ultimately be judged by who he ultimately picks to succeed Patrick Mahomes.
Who's saying that?
I am just now.
Because if Veach is smart, he bounces when Mahomes bounces. They just go live life, man. Every person associated with the team when Mahomes retires should all go. You all made enough money. You don't need to hang around these parts anymore.
That's the new guy's problem.
Don't become Bill Belichick. Yeah. So I think from this whole standpoint, like the handoff from a Hall of Famer to a Hall of Famer is about as rare as it gets in professional sports, right? So for Jordan Love, when they say you have to temper I've not heard anybody have expectations for Jordan Love. We all saw Jordan Love play. Some remember it, some don't. I don't remember what he did that day.
Do you think fans are, again, we're talking about reaction, right?
Okay.
Do you legitimately think fans aren't going, well, if they played Jordan Love, doggone it, he better be as good as Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think anybody's saying that.
Absolutely. They're fans, Bob. No one's going to say, oh, let's give this kid a chance. He can't possibly be Aaron Rodgers. And go, no, you can turn it over to Jordan Love. He better be good.
And you're only ruining yourself
by
thinking
exactly
all that.
That's exactly what the expectation level is. Of course it is. It's unrealistic, but that's, of course, what the expectation level is going to be. You're going to expect your team to drop off. Yeah, I'll cut them some slack. We had Aaron Rodgers for 15 years. No, you're getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. This kid better be good.
How could you not? Think there's going to be a drop-off.
Because we're insane fans is what we are.
You're talking about a Hall of Famer, though. I mean,
You're dealing in realism here. We're insane fanatics.
I won't deal in the reality.
We don't expect any drop-off.
Right. The Packers having Favre to Rodgers is not reality.
No, it's insane.
It's not reality. And it's not an insane clown posse either. It's not reality. So the reality is, when you do great, you're eventually going to come back down. Chances are the next guy isn't going to be as good. Packers buck that trend. It's time to pay the price now with Aaron Love or whatever his name is.
Never heard of him.
Jordan.
Darlene.
Jordan Love. You know, Jordan Love.
Who?
That guy. Jordan Love. Everybody knows Jordan Love. I don't know why you're pretending
they
don't.
What did you think of Jordan Love in that quarter? One by up in the game that he played against you, what was that, 2 years ago?
Who's that?
Jordan Love.
Trying to remember Jordan Love.
Packers, he started that game when Rodgers missed it because of COVID.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. No, I thought he was good.
I mean, Matt LaFleur is out there. Folks, Nothing to see here. We've got to temper expectations for Jordan Love. Who? Says the Hall of Fame coach.
Also part of this, is somebody spit take? I was thinking about this as I listened to this, you know, 8,000 times.
I'm trying to remember Jordan Love.
Backers.
Was there somebody that went, was that what happened in the background?
That is correct.
Do we know who it was?
Trying to remember Jordan Love.
Backers.
Somebody did do a spit take. Oh, my God.
I'd like to know who that was.
Probably one of the battling insiders.
Would be great.
Mm-hmm. Probably one of the insiders looking at Andy Reid going, how do you not know Jordan Love? I know every guy on a roster. Good for you, pal. Show me your rings. So we got to temper expectations. Meanwhile, the greatest coach in league history, maybe, has no idea. No. I don't think there are any expectations. No. That's the beauty of
it. Well, there shouldn't be.
There's no expectations.
Fans,
are people
sure
running around Green Bay purchasing Jordan Love jerseys going, I can't wait to see Jordan Love? I don't think that's happening.
No, but if you're going to get rid of the other guy, this guy better be good.
Well, the odds are not in your favor.
People
I hate to say
grouchy.
It. Yeah.
People are going to be grouchy. Why do, I don't know, I feel like other coaches don't get asked this all the time, but Andy Reid does. Mm-hmm. Why are they trying to push him out the door?
I heard about it again yesterday, about Andy Reid retiring and people talking about that. Can we set the record straight for a second? Andy Reid is not the oldest coach in the NFL. Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll are in their 70s. They're older than Andy Reid. Nobody ever asks about that. Well, they're asking about Belichick now because he's losing, not because he's old. Nobody's asking about Pete Carroll as he runs around in his dad's shoes and khakis at that event, no. Right?
He's so spry in those New Balance, you can't stop him.
Why aren't we talking about Ron Rivera or Frank Reich or John Harbaugh, all 60 and above? Why aren't we talking about those guys? Why is every retirement question always geared towards Andy Reid? Can somebody explain that one to me? Because two guys are older, and a bunch of other dudes are in their 60s as well. And had the guy with the Kangol hat been coaching, he's older than Andy Reid. So when we start to think about some of this stuff, and I mean, the Tampa Bay Bucks, Josh, have a man that's 84 years old on their staff. Tom Moore is the gentleman's name. 84 years old.
I was guessing Monty Kiffin, but I think he's passed.
I think we may have lost Monty, but I don't know. And so why is it that we're trying to push Andy Reid out? There are so many ill-equipped young coaches that are coaching in this league that are going to work their way out of this league because they're not good at what they do. Isn't it nice to have some of these veteran guys around that you can look at and go, ah, I know who that is. I recognize that guy. That's a real head football coach. I just don't understand the nonsense with Andy Reid. And so he says it's year to year. Let's let this play out because there's nobody out there right now that is ready to backfill. It's like what we're seeing in college basketball. We're seeing the depletion of coaches, and I don't know who any of these new guys are. So why are we trying to run some of these good ones out? I think the NFL overall becomes a worse product without Andy Reid. So why are we trying to push Andy Reid out the door? Talk about other 60-year-olds and these 70-year-olds that are hanging around.
B-Dub says Monty Kiffin alive. All right,
oh, okay,
cool.
Good.
I don't look at that. I'm just trying to win another game. That's kind of how I go about it. But I don't look at all that stuff. If all that happens, it happens. Talking about a place in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame. There's too many other things. You don't look back in this business, or you better not look back in this business. Ask if he was closer to retirement. I'm year to year. It's where I am right now. I don't feel like I want to retire. I know I'm on the other side of it. I don't know where the other side ends. Yeah, cool. It ends whenever you decide. I'm cool.
If I'm Andy Reid and I get that question again, I'm probably going to say, ask Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll. They're in their 70s.
So long as we're at the top, why the hell would I retire?
Yeah.
I'm going to have people chase us for a few more years.
I don't know if you know this. It took me a while to win that first Super Bowl. Yeah, I finally got it, and I got a cheat code.
It's kind of great.
Yeah.
So let's keep trying to do it more.
Yeah. Ah, good one from the 660. They're trying to push Andy Reid out because they're tired of getting their ass kicked. Yeah. Media wants a new story.
Yeah. They're bored by the Chiefs.
Oh, so Andy Reid needs to retire. No, he does not.
They're boring.
Stop saying it.
They're so boring being favorites. It's cool that they're favorites. Let's just keep doing that.
It's awesome, but the narrative of this Andy Reid, when is he going to retire thing, is just getting old.
I like that one NFL owner is thinking about fans.
Just one.
Maybe just one. But yesterday, the league tabled.
Or one willing to go to bat for the fans.
Going to a flexing of Thursday night games. Mm-hmm. They tabled that until May, the next time they get together. John Mara of the Giants says flexing games to Thursdays stinks for fans, and he's opposed to it.
Our season ticket holders, to people who fill our stadiums every week. People have gotten used to going from Sunday afternoon to Sunday night. That doesn't mean that they like it. This year, we can be flexed to Monday night, which I think is really inconsiderate to our ticket holders. But to flex a game back to Thursday night, to me, is just abusive. And I am adamantly opposed to it. I think it didn't get, unfortunately, didn't get enough votes today, but it'll probably be revisited in May.
He called it abusive.
Yeah, it is.
And then he went on to say, people make plans to go to these games weeks and months in advance,
yep.
15 days ahead of time to say, sorry, folks, that game you were planning to take your kids to on a Sunday at 1 o'clock is now going to be Thursday night. I mean, what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
I'm 100% with him.
Someone saying, let's take some people, our fans, into consideration.
I've been saying it for years with the flexing of games. From Sunday afternoon to Sunday night, okay, you can stomach that. It's still on the same day. But a lot of fans do make these plans when the schedule comes out in May and they book a road game or they book a trip. All of a sudden, you've got this trip booked to, say, Las Vegas to go see the Chiefs, and now that game's been moved from Sunday to Thursday night. You're screwing the fans. I mean, you really are at that standpoint. The fans that are in the stadium, sometimes we forget, Josh, that people actually go to the games, and while the TV product is great, they make billions off of that every minute. There's also stadiums that are seating 75,000+ fans all over the NFL that are having to make changes to their schedule. That's why I think the flexing of the Monday night games is so just, what did he say, abusive. I think it's abusive to the fans as well. You plan a trip to go watch a team away, and now all of a sudden
you're getting out
scrambling.
On a flight on Monday morning, and suddenly you
suddenly
have to
have a Monday night game, and that, I mean, now you're back on Wednesday.
Another hotel,
yeah.
And another flight.
Yeah,
I think
it's abusive. I don't necessarily like this, even the Sunday afternoon to Sunday night flex, but when you start flexing things to different days of the week and making fans have to work hard or maybe not consider going to a game because of the opportunity of it getting flexed, you're not being fair to your fans. And the NFL has been the best sport in the world, in my opinion, at making sure that the fans are always taken care of. It's why all the games are on free TV if you live in the city where your team plays, right? The NFL has always done a great job thinking about fans. When you start bouncing games from Sunday to Thursday or Sunday to Monday, or even if you were planning to go to a Monday night game, that gets flexed back to Sunday. I mean, you're just not doing a disservice to your fans. And I think as Mr. Mara pointed out there so eloquently, it is abusive to the fans. And I'm glad he said something
about
that.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think fans are taken into consideration enough in these some of these things. College sports is, to me, even worse.
Like, but you always know it's going to be on a Saturday.
But I've always hated the they can't tell you the time.
Right.
Baseball gives you game times literally almost like a year in advance.
A year in advance.
It's like ridiculous. Like I don't need to plan this much. And then the NFL will give you a plan.
And then they put an asterisk next to every game and say subject to change.
And they'll change their plans.
Right.
And I don't like it. Especially the NFL is really expensive to do. So.
Mm-hmm.
They could take it. So it didn't pass this go round. It's going to be back up for consideration coming up in May, but it doesn't sound like it has the support of anything right now.
And I can't believe it has the support of the players either. I mean, you saw the Patrick Mahomes tweet yesterday about that when they said they're going to add a second Thursday night game now, and the way that they're adding the second Thursday night game. So, like, if you play in the opener, you can still play two more Thursday night games because they're allowing you to do two Thursday night games on short weeks. So if you play Thanksgiving in the week after, you're still eligible for two other Thursday night games.
No,
the
nobody
Chiefs may
that.
Not have a noon Sunday game for the rest of time.
Yeah, players are.
And Mahomes tweeted that emoji of the picture of the face with the hand over, like, oh,
yeah.
Like, you're not thinking, like, if one owner ever mentions player safety again, I'm just going to yell hypocrite.
Yeah, yeah.
And I understand, look, the NFL owners are in to make money and to please their TV partners. That's what they're about right now. But the more you start to do that, the more you're ticking off the players. And I guarantee you the next collective bargaining agreement that the players are going to be involved in is going to be a lot about this flex scheduling, and they're going to want to get this stuff. And then the owners are going to get them to focus on that and not have to give them a raise.
Kansas is a top 10 team again. Oh, wait, I read that wrong. The state of Kansas is top 10 again. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
That's just what we need. People coaching football games from their mom's basement.
We already have enough of
that. We have enough of that, man. It's called Pro Football Focus.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like betting like this, and it's like betting like this, and like that, and it's like this, and like that, and like this, and Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping, and I'm creeping, and I'm creeping, but I damn near got kept, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro at the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I throw some old funky shit to add to my collection.
I never hear the radio edits on anymore. You pick the music on a way back Wednesday. We can't play you the unedited versions, but 913-586-7610. Tag your name, you get the credit.
Our buddy Fruits won a little G thing this morning with Dre and Snoop right here on Fesco in the morning. What up, Fruits?
I can't wait to see what the Chiefs' schedule is going to look like and how convoluted it's going to be.
I just want a couple nooners, right?
Good luck. There'll be three Thursday night games probably for the Chiefs this year. The opener, then the normal Thursday night game, and then another Thursday night game. Right? I'm going to guess three Thursday night games for the Chiefs this
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
And one of your noon games is going to be erased by Germany.
Right.
Correct. And then you got Sunday
night.
Noon
Lions wound up being a 9 a.m.
9 a.m. game, right? No, it will be. It'll be 9 a.m., right?
And how many Sunday nights will we get?
Probably at least three.
Four or five. Because they can have up to what, six?
Now up to six national TV games, right? National window games. Which, I mean, that number gets all skewed late in the season anyway. So you'll have Germany, which will be 9 a.m., three Thursday night games. That's four games already. I'm going to say two Sunday night games and a Monday night game. That's seven games right there that are going to be in your primetime window. That leaves you 10 other games, and I'm sure one will be flexed somewhere late in the season. I'm sure we'll get a bunch of 325s and maybe two nooners. Maybe two
Bears
nooners.
And Packers, your only hope.
Well, yeah, Packers now with Jordan Love, but it's still Chiefs and Packers. They may look at that as a big deal.
They might. You know? Saying Bears and Packers, your only hope.
Run down the schedule again of teams that we're facing.
Home.
Okay.
The division teams, obviously.
Right.
Buffalo, Cincinnati, Miami, Philadelphia. Right?
Those are all primetime games right there.
Bears.
No.
Lions.
Okay, Lions will be Germany. So the Bears will probably be a nooner.
That's it.
Late in the year, right?
Away. Division games, obviously. Jags.
That's not a nooner.
Patriots.
That's not a nooner. Well, Jets. It may be, though. The Patriots may be.
Jets, no.
That's a primetimer.
Packers. Vikings.
Vikings. Boy, the Vikings are a popular team, too, though.
Oh, there's not many. There's. Remember the day where you're like, oh, man, I just hope they get a primetime game or two?
Yeah,
just
now it's
one.
Like, now it's like you're trying to pick out which one could be at noon.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't any good choices here.
Oh, here's a good one from the 660. How about a Saturday night game at the end of the season?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yep, of course. Yep. Yeah, it's always in play.
And the 816, you stole it before I was going to say it. Every Chiefs game should just be a Sunday night football game. And then just, you know, do the schedule from there and just move on. Because,
well,
like,
I do have Cowboys to get in there.
Well, that, yeah.
Cowboys
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah.
They drive numbers.
You don't think they'll play the Lions on Thanksgiving from the 620?
Nope.
No, because the game is
that's
a Chiefs home game, and that's going to Germany.
That's my Germany pick. Anyway.
Yeah. God, I hope we don't play on Thanksgiving. I hate playing on Thanksgiving. I like watching every other team play on Thanksgiving. But
Kansas top 10. Top 10, Kansas. Way
in
to
what?
Go.
In what?
Way
in
to go.
In what?
Job, Kansas. Sports wagering in February. The February numbers are now out. And Kansas is number 10 in terms of sports betting dollars wagered.
In the month of February.
Yep.
Is this different from the one we talked about last week?
Yep. This is the newest numbers. That was the they're like a month behind on these.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it takes a while to add up all the dollars.
I feel like we talked about February last month. Last week.
New York was one point. Maybe we did. Maybe it was $1.47 billion. New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Indiana, Maryland, Tennessee, Louisiana, then Kansas. I like the fact that we're kind of owning the Midwest, though.
Well, I.
So people can come to us now instead of us going other places to do this.
I feel like last week we had this conversation and we were like seventh or something. And then some teams, as the more of the revenues come in, we kind of maybe fell down a little bit further. But $194 million for the state of Kansas is a lot of cash.
That's
man.
Nice.
For a population of like 2 million in the state or whatever, it's like, that's a lot of coin, yeah. Right? That's a lot of coin rolling in.
I'm saying it's not Illinois, it's not Iowa,
no,
it's not Oklahoma. It's
you know, remember, we had that big football game
Kansas.
Back in February, too.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Number 10.
And I wonder if you take out the Missouri gamblers, how much money that falls
that'll be a valid
to.
Question. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a valid question that Missouri should be asking.
Yeah. Right.
How many of those could be coming our way?
I mean, you could see how many bets are not being allowed, but I don't know how many of those bets then were converted and people drove to Kansas.
Yeah. Then you tried to make the bet and then, yeah. Then threw it in drive and parked across the state line
mm-hmm.
or came and had lunch or what have you.
Are we any closer on Missouri? I think.
Maybe. But I wouldn't bank on it just yet. Right? Till it's done, it ain't done. You could say you're closer and whatever. I'm in the camp of it ain't official till it's official on this one.
Oh, that's with anything.
No, a lot of things are done before they're done. This is not done until it's done because this could derail at any point in time. At any point in time.
You think Missouri will get gambling or Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? Which would you be more confident in? I'm saying Rodgers to the Jets.
Yeah, Rodgers to the Jets. That's a no-brainer.
Right.
That's happening. Just they're going to have to agree. What about Missouri getting gambling before Chiefsaholic is caught?
Ooh. I'm going to say Chiefsaholic gets caught first. I mean, Missouri can't get gambling for at least – I mean, the session ends in May, and it wouldn't start until September. Like, actually being able to gamble or legalizing it, making it legal.
No, just passed.
Just passed?
Yeah.
I still think Chiefsaholic getting caught first is probably going to happen before they pass that thing in
still
Missouri.
Still on the run, as far as we know. There are many people who believe he's already in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he's made it out. But we have some Chiefsaholic futures that we can't legally take wagers on, but if you could,
right, you probably should.
Now, real quick, I just got word there is an FBI standoff on 32nd over there by MCU, Metropolitan Community College. I have not verified whether or not that's Chiefsaholic, but there is an FBI standoff.
Right by Channel 4 over there?
Yes. Mm.
Serious business.
Can you call the FBI and find out for us?
I will call Mr. Anderson with the FBI.
Yeah, find out if that's for Chiefsaholic. If it's not, I'm not really interested.
I doubt it's Chiefsaholic.
But you never know. He could be hiding in a dorm.
So I have a minus 500 that he's caught by the draft. I think that's. I'm confident he's very much caught by the draft. What do you think?
Oh, I think so too. I don't think he's smart enough to stay free this much longer.
Definitely getting caught.
I mean, you tried to escape and cut your ankle bracelet off. You're not exactly going to Mensa meetings.
His years in prison, greater than number 31, which would be the Chiefs pick.
I'm going to say less than that.
Plus 100.
Yeah, I'm going to say less than that. Less than that.
Less than the Chiefs pick? He's going to have less than 31 years now that he's on the lam?
Yeah. yeah, it'll get overcrowded and they'll need that spot for somebody else.
I think they let him out once and they looked what happened. I don't think he's coming back.
Once he goes there, he's rehabilitated and they stamp that form.
So plus 100 I have in that. Right. Over under Chiefs titles before he gets out. I've set the number at 2.5.
If he's in for 10 years, it better be over. So I'm going to take the over on that one.
Listen how greedy that is.
It's not really greedy.
Isn't it crazy, though? It's crazy. Like, 10 years, just give me three. Just give me over.
What if we went 2 and 4 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. So over under 2.5 Chiefs titles, you're taking the over.
Yeah.
Over under Royals titles before he gets out. I've set it at 0.5.
I'll take the under.
That they will not win in the next. You think he's only going for 10?
I think probably, I'd say 10 years.
I think he's going for a while.
You do?
I think this escape thing is not going to go over well. when he's eventually tagged, mm-hmm. I think they're going to tack on
some
stuff.
Some extra?
Yeah, I think they're going to tack on some stuff. I think he's gone for 20. So.
Okay. I'm still saying under.
Under. Royals, you're still saying under.
Yeah, it's too hard to win in baseball, man. It just is. Royals unless they change the whole sport.
At 0.5. You can weigh in at 913-586-7610.
And I'm free to revise that after this season if they go out and play great baseball this year.
Oh, yeah, you've hit the button where it's, you know, you're subject to the odds changing, you know.
Yeah. Will you agree to odds moving?
And you hit, yeah, so that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. We can move at that point in time. But
yep.
Just some of our Chiefsaholic futures. If you've seen them, as always, 913-586-7610, you can point him out on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line.
Somebody on the text line says, Missouri gambling all hinges on Denny Hoskins and if he filibusters or not. Is that the guy who played for the Royals? Denny Hocking. Oh.
It was Denny Hocking.
Who the hell's Denny Hoskins and why do
he's
I care?
He's the guy holding things up.
Oh, he's the guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Wants the slots and
he's the convenience store guy.
What does he want?
Slots and convenience stores or whatever.
Slots. Oh.
Something like that. Doesn't he own some machines or something at the hold up?
So we got one guy dragging his feet on this?
Yeah.
Let's go, bro.
You've not been paying attention
to
current
events.
No, it
doesn't affect me. I'm in Kansas. Yeah, I can gamble.
There's one guy they need to appease, and they haven't appeased him, and it's been stuck.
Oh, my God.
He wields a big slot machine pull handle or something.
They're allowing one guy to basically lose money in their state.
Yep.
Right? So that's kind of what it boils down to?
That's how it happens.
Does BW live in Missouri? Am I right about that?
That's how it happens.
Is there one guy doing the same thing with the weed in Kansas, too? I mean, we got like two guys that are just holding out.
I think it's probably more. I guess there's more.
Unbelievable, man.
So you think colleges should stop building buildings?
Yes, I do.
Dusty May, the head coach of Florida Atlantic University, he was regretting taking the job at FAU. He kind of signed, not his fault, sight unseen.
Yeah, how do you go take a job at a university and not look at the building?
Worked with the AD was a brother of a coach he worked for or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they, you know, hey, I'd love this head coaching job, blah, blah, blah. Went in, apparently in March of 2018, signed his contract without looking at their facilities. And then went back to the hotel, apparently broke down in tears. And his wife had to console him. It's like, I made a terrible mistake.
Like he wanted out of his contract hours after he signed it, right?
I got to get out of this deal. Thought he'd really made a big-time mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And
now they're in the Final Four.
Turned out that he also had to show recruits, Bob, his first recruit class, he showed them the football facilities. Not the basketball facilities, because the football team was first to the trough in this one, and Lane Kiffin was there at the time, and they were building buildings and building stuff. He didn't show them any of the basketball things. He's like, they ain't gonna sign here. And apparently, didn't show the basketball recruits the facilities until after they had signed. I still think you do have to build buildings. Now you're on the side of. Focus on NIL, just pay them more, and they'll look past all this stuff. I completely disagree.
Well, look what happened.
I think you have to make shiny the locker rooms and the practice facilities are all the shiny toys. You still have to have those. In addition to, did you see the Kentucky recruit who's rolling up to the McDonald's game in a uh, in a it's either a Rolls Royce or a Bentley.
Well, I mean, that's because most high school kids drive those.
He's got an NIL with an exotic car dealership in Lexington already. You do have to do that stuff as well, but I think you do have to build buildings. That's going to be the challenge for universities as well, because the people you've asked to build buildings mm-hmm. are also the ones that are being asked to donate to NILs at this point in time.
So you're telling me this is a bad business plan for everybody.
Oh, it's a terrible one. Yeah.
Huh, I didn't see that
coming.
I think
you still have to build all those nice shiny things to recruit the recruits.
How many alums does each university have that you can truly shake down and get legit money out of?
It can't be.
And when does that end? Right? Like somebody,
how many times can you go to the well on some people?
How many times can you go to the founder of, let's say, Culver's and say, hey, we need another million, we need another 2 million, we need another 5 million, or whatever the case may be. How many times can you roll that guy out there and ask for all this money? Eventually, as a human, you got to say, what am I, like, there's no return on investment. That's what I don't understand. People who give this kind of cash to universities, there literally is no return on investment. It's not like you're investing this money and then you're getting it back with interest. You're just giving this money away and writing it off on your taxes, whatever a write-off is, you don't know. So that's something I still can't wrap my head around. I'm going to write $5 million check to my university. Why? Give me $5 and keep your $5 million. Like I don't understand that. Like writing these checks that are just insane amount of money.
Get a quarterback, man.
So, but again, okay, great. What does that do for you? So you win a couple of football games.
If I was donating money and I had that kind of stupid money, the University of Iowa Josh Klingler quarterback is, and then it'd be like. That'd be my name's going on that freaking quarterback. You know what I mean? Like I would definitely earmark
on the jersey and everything.
Yeah. You're earmarking that thing. Like if I'm donating my money,
but you're only donating because it's an ego stroke, right?
Yes.
Right. At the end of the day, it's for your own ego. Well, like
buildings have been built on many a campus.
I know. I just can't fathom a bigger waste of money than just giving it to a university just because there's no return on that investment. And so when this story came out, I looked at it. I go, wow, the Florida Atlantic coach is basically hiding recruits from basketball, and he's going to a Final Four. Point is, just give the kids the money. They're not going to care what the facilities look like if they're rolling up in a Bentley and got cash and dollar bills falling from the sky and whatever the case may be. That's how you're going to get the kids. And so I think you're going to have to probably see a redirection of those funds that you're shaking down the old-timers for and give it to the NIL. Because at the end of the day, Josh, do you really care what kind of building you work in, or do you want your paycheck to be bigger?
I think it's both. I think it's definitely both. There's a reason Allen Fieldhouse is going to be upgraded. Yeah,
to try to get more money for NIL.
To try to get more. Yeah, I think the two can go hand in hand too. Yeah, absolutely.
But I understand upgrading Allen Fieldhouse to bring in more money, but building a dorm for the basketball team or whatever, does that really make a lot of sense? When you could just, hey, we don't have the greatest facilities, but you got $1 million. Okay, I'm good. I'll sleep on a cot.
I don't know. Most places have $1 million, so I think it's a combination of both. You still have to make fancy locker rooms and do all that stuff. To I don't want to go work in a dump. I don't want to go play in a bad arena.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I want $1 million too, but I think you got to do both.
Yeah, I think we're going to start to see a new direction of funds. Somebody says they're building a new indoor facility at Missouri as we speak. Yeah, that was online, though, before this NIL thing became big. Because if I'm a guy...
They had a lot of anonymous donors for a while that were donating money towards those things, I believe.
Yeah, but if I'm, like, if I work at an athletic department and I'm trying to fleece an old guy out of his money, I mean, get an old guy to donate his money, I'm going to say I want this money to go towards the NIL right now because that's what's hot in college athletics. And I feel like if you don't have the right amount of money ready to go in an arsenal for NIL, you are already behind the eight ball, regardless of your facilities.
It'll be interesting, though, when you can't build facilities because all the money goes to NIL. And that's going to happen. That's absolutely
We're absolutely getting to that point. There's no question we are. So build what you got now and make sure it's shiny because that money needs to be redirected to NIL.
You better do it quick because it might not be able to be upgraded later because you've funneled all of it to get a point guard.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of money.
And at least the building that you donate to, that's there for years. The point guard's there for 6 months.
Yeah, I know.
And if you don't win that championship, was that $3 million well spent? Even if you did win a championship, is that, I don't know. I don't think so. That's just my opinion.
well, I could feel better about it if you won a championship. Yeah, you know, right, you know what I mean? You could. You'd be like, might still be a bad investment. You're like, oh, he won a championship. That was cool. Shohei Ohtani is set to become the highest paid. And it's not contract-wise either.
Mm-mm.
The highest paid player in the history of baseball.
Right.
$30 million on the field.
Mm-hmm.
$35 million off the field.
It's a good number.
He's scheduled to make $65 million this season.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Dollar signs.
So you can still make money playing baseball. I guess is where I'm going.
Sure you can. You can make a lot of money playing baseball.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Max Scherzer's making $57 million this year just signing on the line.
Just got $1 million in endorsements. Aaron Judge has $4.5 million in endorsements, and they're making more money contract-wise than Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani has realized, I'm going to cash in on his NIL.
Yeah, good for him.
$35 million off the field. The top 10 highest paid players in baseball don't even come within, what, $30 million of that?
Yeah.
In endorsements.
Yeah, it's crazy how nobody uses baseball players to endorse their products other than Shohei Ohtani and a little bit from Aaron Judge. Last year, to do a comparison, Tom Brady was the highest grossing endorser in the NFL. He made $52 million off endorsements last year.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes was second at $20 million. Think about that.
Which feels low.
Doesn't it? Like with all those Allstate commercials?
As much as you saw him out there.
Right.
You'd think, wow.
All those Allstate commercials and Heinz ketchup and all that stuff. Like, it's like really bizarre that he's only at $20 million, right? Tom Brady at $52 million. Add up the top 10 endorsers of baseball. All 10 of them combined didn't make what Tom Brady made last year from endorsements.
Nope.
Baseball needs to look at that and go, all right, we got problems here. Like, you can always sell your guys. You might not make as much from a salary standpoint, but the endorsements that you can make playing for our team are going to be huge. Yeah, Aaron Judge plays for the Yankees. He made $4.5 million in endorsements last year. That's not huge.
The best player in baseball, aside from maybe Ohtani, Mike Trout, right? Consider that $4 million.
Right.
Those three encompass really the entire top 10.
The entire top 10.
The rest of them made peanuts.
Right.
And, yes, the 10 that you mentioned don't add up to one Brady.
Right. The top 10 do not equal what Tom Brady made in endorsements. I also believe that Shohei Ohtani is the best baseball player of all time. He should be making that kind of money. There's never been a better baseball player in the history of this game better than Shohei Ohtani. He is the most valuable, best baseball player we have ever seen in this sport. And he should be the highest paid player. And he should be a Royal. And to me, as I start to see, you know, what's going on in the landscape of things, and we've talked about this
plus
before.
Plus, he's the only international one, too, truly.
Truly,
like,
yeah.
He's obviously getting international endorsements.
No question.
Well.
Yeah, I think he has 17 endorsers.
And he's the only one that can.
Right.
Nobody else is barely an American product,
right.
Let alone a world product or Japanese product in
sure.
this case, whatever. But 13, he's got, according to SI, 13 partnerships, a mixture of American and Japanese companies. He's the only one that can do it.
Right. Yep.
He is the face of baseball.
By far.
Here and
worldwide.
Yeah.
He's the worldwide face of the game.
That's it.
Everybody knows Ohtani, right? And, you know, I always think about in terms of Royals and Chiefs and what makes sense. And we've talked about this before. The Royals need to go out there and get Ohtani. I mean, that's how you change the perception of this team in the town, right? Mahomes is the spotlight. Everybody's in on Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's in on the Kansas City Chiefs. How do you get some of that spotlight back? You go out and you get Ohtani. You need to change the perception of this team. And I know we have new ownership, and we'll talk to John Sherman tomorrow on the show. And it's a whole new regime out there, and I'm excited for them, and I can't wait to see what JJ and these guys all do with this organization. But the perception in this town is still the same old Royals, right? How do you change that? How do you garner support for the downtown stadium to get that thing built? Sign players we know. Put your money where your mouth is. The Royals are to a point now, Josh, where they have to start taking these big-time chances and big-time swings in order to win fans back to their side of the parking lot or to downtown. And I think from just talking to people in town, people just have this perception that this team is never going to be good. They're never going to win. We haven't seen anything different except for 14 and 15. And most people are looking at that as a blip, even though it's the hardest thing we've ever seen done in sports here in Kansas City. People still look at that as just a blip on the radar screen. They fell into it and they got lucky. Some of the people that I've talked to have said. So I think what this organization needs to do in order to show that they're moving this organization in the right direction is take big swings like Ohtani. Maybe you don't get them, but man, be in the mix, be part of the conversation, be involved, because the perception of your organization in the public is the reality. That's reality. Perception of your organization is reality. And the perception of the Royals right now is they'll never be involved in something like this. Get involved in something like this and make a big time splash. You've got to change the perception.
Good news is he's making a ton of endorsement money. He might not need, he's not among the highest. I mean, he's up there, but not up there, up there. Maybe he doesn't need all that. He's got all the endorsement money. Let's roll with that.
You need as much as you can get.
Some cool uniforms are coming to the NFL this year. Let's get in on this. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. Subscribe and download to the Character Concerns podcast right now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio.
The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
You bring the music. On a way back Wednesday. I didn't know there were so many mashups in this. 913-586-7610 on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line.
I'm not recognizing any of these anymore.
Tag the name so that B-Dub will read it on the air.
This is the most requested song we've had in way back.
No, it's not.
Yes! In history so far. Again, it's been flying through. Everybody wants to hear Regulate this morning. My
they
man
want
Brett
to hear the real version that's legit and one of the greatest songs ever, and you are dirtying it up with Michael McDonald.
Why can't we be a part of this? The Eagles are bringing back the Kelly Green jerseys.
Oh, they're so badass.
So money.
They're also probably going to get a helmet waiver to be able to put the helmet with it, too. Mm-hmm. Even the Broncos are... They may bring back the D.
Yeah,
they
pull out the big D. Yeah,
I don't know what they're going to do. The president of the Broncos, whoever that is, was talking to our friend Brandon Cristall of KOA yesterday and said, yeah, the changes are coming to the uniform. And they're going to, like, you know, look at markups. And they're not in a rush to do something this second. They're going to take their time and see kind of what the fans want. I think the creamsicles are supposed to be back this year in Tampa.
I think you just float that out there every year, don't you?
Yeah, I think if you're Tampa, you do. I found a creamsicle hat in doing some of this clean out stuff. The only problem is it has white paint on it. I'm like, I can't wear this anymore. But it's just tremendous. I mean, we saw Pat the Patriot rolled out last year, which was beautiful. The Giants had their retro uniforms from their Super Bowl teams. You know, in the 80s, they rolled out there. No matter what team you root for.
We have the Royals are going to be wearing the
Royals
sweet,
are wearing powder blues tomorrow.
Sweet jerseys tomorrow.
How awesome are those? You got the City Connect jerseys that the Royals put out there. Like, people like the new uniforms, yet the Chiefs just go, we're good. You're not. You got to change it up, man. Chiefs need a fresh look.
Just an extra look. I'm not saying you have to overhaul what you're doing, right? We know they're not going to do that, but just give us an extra one.
Why not overhaul it all?
Well, I know, because they're not going to. I'm just being realistic here. That's not
true,
happening.
That's fair. Yeah.
So can you throw us a bone?
Like, yeah.
Just an alternate something where we don't go, oh my gosh, they have gray face masks on. Wow.
Yeah, like we all lost our minds for gray face masks.
What? Oh, man. They could go red on red.
Yeah.
Or white with white.
Ooh.
It's not enough. It's want something just a little bit.
Because that's not a change. That's nothing. No, that's nothing unique like or new.
And now these could be more throwbacks, right? But
the problem is we're wearing our throwbacks.
I would like to have something of an alternate.
Yes. Yes. Give me a white helmet. Give me a black matte helmet.
When they go, ooh, check out the color rush. We're wearing white.
That's not a rush.
It wasn't a color rush. We wore white pants with white shirts.
Right.
And a red helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Green Bay Packers have old jerseys. Even the Pittsburgh Steelers have old jerseys that they go back and wear. Okay, we don't have any old jerseys. You got to change it up and keep it fresh and new. The uniform game is an important game. People are going to go nuts for these Powder Blues tomorrow.
Yes.
People are already going nuts for the Powder Blues.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you create something new, you sell the merch. And the yellow jersey that they've come out with, the black jerseys that they come out with, they're just not good. They're not. The yellow is just awful. They got to get rid of the yellow on their uniforms.
The yellow looks like the practice. Like, don't touch the quarterback. That's all I can.
Oh, you mean the straight yellow jersey? Talking about even just the yellow trim.
Like the one they wear in practice. Like, those are the quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. They're not good.
What about
gray? I will say a lot of the mock-ups that you see, the fake ones that are put on the internet, whatever. Mm-hmm. Here's a mock-up. Let's try. I don't like a lot of them.
Well, there's some that I don't like. Sure.
It will be tough to appease, but I'd like an alternate, just something different.
I'd love to go all black with red. I think a black matte helmet with a red KC logo
would look sharp. Yeah.
I think it would look sharp. Yeah. Somebody says replace the yellow with black and you have the cleanest jerseys in the league. I'm trying to picture what that would look like.
The problem is there's a lot of red and black.
There is.
That's, I think, a little bit of the hang up too.
Change the whole color scheme. Let's go with blue. I mean, I talked about the Royals wearing Chiefs jerseys, Chiefs wearing Royals jerseys. What if the Chiefs came out in baby blues?
Oh, geez.
We love the Chargers baby blues.
We do. The Chargers uniforms are awesome.
Awesome. What if the Chiefs did like a baby blue type deal? White pants, baby blue jerseys as an homage to the Royals.
Wow.
And what if the Royals came out and did an homage to the Chiefs?
Would you do the regular blue, then helmet? With the powder blue, the Royals have their, royal blue helmet and then the powder blue jerseys.
I'm thinking a white matte helmet and the powder blue jerseys. And the KC, if you wear the powder blue Chiefs jerseys, would be like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a color, but you can like kind of see through it a little bit, like a clear,
opaque?
I guess. No, clear.
Transparent?
Like a clear KC on the side. Maybe transparent. I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but like a clear KC logo on the side so it doesn't conflict with the blue powdered blue. Like, I don't know that I'd do a powder. Well, maybe a powder blue Arrowhead would look cool on a white helmet.
They never go there. It'd be great, though.
Think about that for a second, though.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Powdered blue outlined in a powder blue Arrowhead on a white helmet with powder blue jerseys and white pants.
That'd be really cool.
They got to spice it up, though, man. Like, it's time. It is time to do something
different.
Like, I don't
want them to go to the side of, again, soccer.
No, where you don't know what team you're rooting for. No.
Sporting hosted the Seattle Sounders the other day. Right?
No, they hosted Emirates Airlines, I thought.
Well, that too. I never like that. Like, your teams aren't recognizable enough where you should be taking your city off them.
Right, right.
In America.
Right? Yeah, right.
But also, the Seattle Sounders have had great jerseys over the years. They've had the green, like the Seahawks green and blue and whatever. And they come in here the other day, they're wearing red. They're wearing red and black. I'm like, but they're playing Seattle, and they had like a little their little crest on there, and then it was a red jersey with black print. Hmm. Like, that's not your those aren't your colors. You just completely flipped it on its head. So, I think you could get away with that in the NFL on a one off.
I mean, look at the Seattle Seahawks highlighter uniforms,
but not, go vastly there as your all time road jersey or whatever, but. Could you have a different, unique look every once in a while? Yeah, I think you could.
I think you could and you should, and it's time. And what
you'd
about
sell a ton of those jerseys?
Oh God, you would,
even for a one-off,
right? What about like an homage to the Monarchs or something like that?
That'd be even better,
right? Like you can do something. It doesn't have to be red and yellow and white or black or anything like that. You could release something special and say, this is our quote-unquote City Connect jersey like baseball did, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was a great idea. It took
City
the color
Connect
scheme.
Is cool.
It took the color schemes out and allowed you to do something that represented your city. Maybe the Chiefs should come up with a City Connect jersey that pays homage to the Monarchs and pays homage to the Negro Leagues and something like that. How awesome would that be? I mean, and then you talk about raising even more awareness for the Negro League Baseball Museum through the NFL, right?
Another audience.
A lot may not watch baseball. You know, the Negro Leagues has done a great job over the last couple of years of, you know, Major League Baseball coming in and, you know, making them a true part of Major League Baseball.
The MLB The Show video game came out yesterday.
Awesome. Everybody's Sick. Loving it. Right. So why not, if you're the Chiefs, say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a City Connect type jersey, pay homage to the Negro Leagues and the Negro League Baseball Museum, and raise awareness through the NFL about this great museum that we have here in Kansas City, and do jerseys that are throwbacks to the Monarchs. Let's go do something like that.
I'd like to think he's already in the Powder Blues. He's just sleeping in them at night. Royal skipper Matty Cotraro will join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.